This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. George Needleman is a chief bean counter of an investment bank who's too consumed with family problems to realize he's being set up to take the fall for a Ponzi scheme. When he grasps what's going on, he's placed in a witness protection program, but it's Medea's witness protection program.
How are you doing?
Very relaxed she is now.
I'm very relaxed.
Tyler Perry wrote, directed, and plays Medea and most members of her family. But George Needleman is the latest kind of fussy, funny, bushy-eyebrowed, precise, and put-upon man portrayed by Eugene Levy.
And, you know, at some point, a good friend of ours said, you know, you've got all these great songs that you do about your terriers. Do something with them because you're celebrities now.
Thinking, yeah, yes. Why not?
Mr. Levy, who's been acclaimed for his wild improvisational work over the years in Second City and in films including A Mighty Wind, Best in Show, and the American Pie movies, joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Wow, it's my pleasure to be here.
I hope we don't get off on the wrong foot. If I tell you that as a kid, I remember going to see the improvs at Second City, and there was a big thing because the Canadians were in town.
Oh, you were there, and I know exactly when that was. August 1974.
And it was the greatest Second City cast I ever saw. It was, of course, you and Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara, who had just replaced that week for the first time, replaced Gilda Radner.
And I guess it was Andrea Martin and John Candy and...
Dan Aykroyd.
It was amazing.
We were used to kind of doing a perhaps a cheaper version of comedy up in Toronto than they were used to in Chicago. You know, we kind of got the ABCs in, you know, how to kind of move a scene along and make it work without getting cheap. And we did that till we got back to Toronto, and then we got cheap again.
How do you wind up in a Tyler Perry movie?
Well, you know, I got a phone call saying there's great interest from Tyler Perry to have you in his next movie, and I thought, that's odd in a way because there's usually not a lot of white people in his Medea movies. But I was kind of excited to work with this kind of iconic figure in the entertainment business. Excited me.
My reflex reaction was that Tyler Perry would seem to be a different kind of creative force than Christopher Guest and the group of you who've made those famous mockumentaries like Best in Show. But is he really?
He's an amazing improviser, Tyler Perry, and he encourages improvising. Mm-hmm. I was excited to play this kind of straight man to Tyler Perry. I do gravitate to kind of the straight man situation. You know, in my life, when I looked at the old great comedy teams, Abbott and Costello, my focus was always on Bud Abbott.
Now listen, Wilbur. If you don't stop imagining these crazy things, I'll take you to a doctor to have you examined.
But I'm telling you, I saw them. And when I see what I see, I saw it. That's all because Mr. Talbot, he's
crazy. You're both crazy.
You grew up together in Hamilton, Ontario. Your father worked at a famous automotive plant there. When did you begin to find out that you could make people laugh?
In high school, I took an old notebook, and I had these weird little stories or poems. Mm-hmm. I would title something, Insect Asides. and then I'd write, Spider, spider, spin your web. Clean your cleats and scratch your head. Don't eat fixed tomatoes or spaghetti. Just lie around and throw confetti. So I would write these things in my little notebook, which I entitled Poetry, Pros, and Cons. And at some point, somebody in the cafeteria said, what are you writing in there? He kind of looked over to see it, and I got defensive because I figured, well, nobody's going to find this. This is just for me. And he said, no, let me see it. And he started laughing. And he says, I got to show this to my friends over the next table. So he took the book and passed it around, and then people started laughing. And this became kind of infectious. It just got around. Mm-hmm. It got to the point where I ran for president of the student council. So my poster would be like, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Levy. No, it's a bird. And that would be vote for Levy at the bottom. That would be like a campaign poster. And I got elected.
So have you, as a writer, actor, director, comic inspiration, have you given a lot of thought over the years to what makes something funny?
Comedy in general is very subjective. It's whatever makes you laugh. Whatever makes somebody laugh is funny to them. I mean, I loved The Stooges growing up. I loved Laurel and Hardy. I loved all the cheap stuff. Abbott and Costello. I was a huge fan of Jerry Lewis, Martin and Lewis when I was a kid. I don't think I really got into anything more sophisticated till much later in my life. I mean, as a kid, if I was reading Noel Coward, I wouldn't turn to somebody and say, "You've got to read this. It's hysterical." Maybe it was the influence that Second City had on me that kind of honed my perception of comedy, where you go into the theater and you're given these kind of golden rules of comedy that work for the Second City Theater, and those are the rules that has kept this theater going in Chicago since 1959 and has kept it going in Toronto since 1973, doing 8 shows a week. And that is always work at the top of your intelligence level. And it's something that you think, well, why do you have to be told that? But when you think about it, okay, I get it. It doesn't matter how cheap a joke you're going for or how cheap a situation. If you're doing it smart, then it's quite valid and good.
Do you still write those incredibly clever poems?
I don't. In fact, when I go back and look at them now, they're, you know, it's like you kind of thought you were funny at the time, but you weren't really that funny at the time. Although I do like the title. I will use the title for something, Poetry, Pros, and Cons. But a lot of the content, no, I don't really sit down and doodle funny things. I'm much more critical of myself now. I'll write something down and go, okay, what is that's garbage. Put it away. Stop writing. Shut up.
Well, what a way to end. Eugene Levy co-stars with Tyler Perry, who plays about half a dozen roles in their new film, Medea's Witness Protection Program. Thanks so much, Mr. Levy.
My pleasure.